Damon, welcome.
All right, Ray.
Again to Music Plan tonight, welcome.
Yeah.
You all right?
Different country.
Different country. Same suit. Think tank. I know you've discussed this a million times, but not with me, and maybe and not all over France and Germany, but you went to Marrakesh,
yes.
Went to Morocco. Why did you do that, and what happened when you were there? Did something hit you different when you were writing?
You know, I have nothing but really fantastic memories of making that record. And if we do summon up the energy again to make another Blur record, then I'd hope that we could do it in a similar way and just travel around the world. And Marrakesh is an incredibly exotic city.
Yeah.
You know, if anything in the Arab world could be rock and roll, it is
Marrakesh. And that square. And was that a hard process when Graham had gone and you were down to three?
Well, no, because we'd had nearly a 2-year break in between anyway. So then Graham hadn't really been at all interested in contacting anyone because, you know, he's going for a lot of... He'd gone too extreme in one way and had forgotten, now he'd gone the other way now, and it's equally difficult to communicate with him. But that, you know, I still hope that one day, you know, as we always laugh, you know, it'd be a good angle if he came back.
But what is it that keeps you wanting to move? I mean, you could just sit back and enjoy the royalties coming. You don't... I mean, you went to Marley. We'll talk about Marley a little bit later because I was a Foghorns fan, but, I mean, and you'd have done the Gorillaz. I mean, you say it, and it all seems to be like this roller coaster that's out of control almost. Why can't you just sit back and say, I'm not doing anything for 2 years?
Well, I know. My missus says that sometimes. I'm obsessive. Just love making music. If I'm making music, life seems to make sense to me, every bit of it. So, you know, I think everyone's looking for that kind of sort of affirmation in their life, aren't they? Mm. Whatever it is.
Everybody knows about how much you stood up and were against the war.
Yeah.
And how nobody listened anyway in Britain. The people listened, but the people in power didn't
listen. Well, that was a really weird thing because, I mean, you know, one day there were 2 million people saying, we're not sure about this. And then 6 months later, when their worst fears had been realised in the way that the war was developing, there were 50,000 people on the same march. I mean, I don't understand that mentality where when they were trying to stand up for a very specific kind of... The request simply was, look, are we doing the right thing here? Is this really necessary? And, you know, and our government... sort of encouraged by the Americans, said, absolutely, we're doing the right thing. Now, I cannot believe that even George Bush really believed that the way they went about it was the right way now, you know, and yet there's nobody protesting about it anymore. I just think it would be fantastic if especially in Britain, if February the 15th could become a day when, you know, people... not necessarily protested, but came together and sort of and checked their collective conscience, you know, big conscience day, you know.
Did you feel some regret though? Because you got a lot of stick for that as well. I mean, why do musicians, when they stand up because they've got the soapbox, and they get shot down?
Well, I think, because potentially, if anyone actually took them seriously, that, you know. It's quite a potent combination, isn't it, music and politics?
I agree, and let's not forget, without people power, Europe wouldn't look like it does now, so it's definitely not in vain.
Absolutely.
Damon, always a lovely talking to you.
Pleasure.